Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Watching the info bimbo out there, and she's like, in just a few moments, I will disappear. It's just a test. It's no big deal. Our glorious leaders are doing this. Yeah, go ahead and turn it up.
Flipping the channel. It's everywhere. The system was set up by President Harry Truman back in 1951 as a top-down chain of communication for civil defense, but he never used it. In fact, the system was only activated nationwide once, by accident. Back in 1971, warning television stations to prepare for an announcement from the White House. The emergency alert system is primarily used for severe weather warnings. Again, this is only a test. That was only a test. And this is America Live. That was fun. Fox News alert now. Iran vowing no retreat.
Look, they didn't even do it.
That suggests it.
They didn't even do it on Fox, but she said it was coming. It was all edited and ready. These people are insane. And notice, oh, Harry Truman did it. No, that would be one local station that during an emergency, the signal went out and other stations would tune to it. Now, because of communication, this only allows dictatorship and control. It's going to be citizens on the ground. They're going to be able to report what's really happening. But that way, if something started coming out the government doesn't want, they hit one button and they admit it's internet, it's cell phones, it's everything. This test is of cable, UHF, VHF. What'd you say, Taryn? Okay, Bagnarik's back. So she just said the test was there, but it wasn't. And I've got my crew and they're recording it on radio in places where it's happening. And again, you've always heard this before, but just since 96 did they have it where the government could do it themselves, but they always sent out pre-signals to make sure you had it hooked up. Then the board operator would flip over to that channel when it went live. That's that only a test thing. And in the future, it's going to be guns are evil. We're looking for this homeless person. This person's a terrorist. They admit that license plates are going to have it. They're going to be digital computer screens and show you wanted people, like something out of Minority Report. But there she was saying it's no big deal. It's, you know, never been used except by accident, not even on 9/11. But now our gracious leader wants to come and talk to you. But now they backed off and said Obama won't make the announcement. They're just going to break in and test it. And no one government, they're so idiotic. Maybe it failed because I didn't see it on Fox. I'll go out and find out from our guys recording local radio and TV what happened during the next break. We got Michael Bagnarik back. Michael, please continue.
It is just like in V for Vendetta, the guy on the big screen telling the people what they should think and being. But it's not going to happen forever, Alex. You and I both know that Americans will stand up. Whether they are brave enough to do it right now, they have been embodied with this idea that they have a right to life, liberty, and property. And it's just a matter of time before they stand up and put the genie back in the bottle. So I am very hopeful. It's going to be a very interesting time to be alive. And I hope that we can restore liberty very quickly. Because I know you have a child now, right? Didn't you and your wife have a baby not too long ago?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, I mean, that gives us more reason to restore liberty so that future generations don't have to put up with this type of tyranny.
I agree with you. Stay there. We're going to come back with one more segment with Michael Bagnarik, talk more about what he's doing to light the fires of liberty around the country and the world. Your phone call straight ahead. Our IT guy did just listen to the local NPR station, 90.5. He said it was garbled disaster. So the feds are testing taking over without having the local station flip to the system. These are the systems wired in at the towers. And the feds are taking note the radio stations didn't do what they were supposed to do. That's what this is about.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is
Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We were monitoring local broadcast TV, cable channels, AM and FM. The feds took over the country station, 98.1, KBET, and it aired once and then fed back on itself, so it worked. The NPR station, it was garbled, hammered garbage, sounded like Cylon Raiders were invading the earth. And on broadcast TV, they took over. On Fox, on cable, it must have malfunctioned. And again, they've announced they're going to start taking over Internet with just constant announcements and videos that the feds have said will break in on your phone call or your web surfing. You'll have to look at Obama, look at Hillary, look at Mitt Romney, I mean, you know, whoever's coming down the road. You won't look at Ron Paul. He'd never do something like that. And now telescreens at Walmarts and Mall of America with big sis saying, watch your neighbors, only trust us. Now they've got all these Homeland Security videos branding white conservatives as the terrorist. It's amazing. Michael Bagnarek, former Libertarian presidential nominee 2004, author, filmmaker, radio host, good friend of mine. We'll give you his website where you can find just invaluable, piercing constitutional research, constitutionpreservation.org. And you need to support him so he can travel around the country with Sheriff Mack and others and educate sheriffs and put on these symposiums. Just like you've supported us, we're supporting him, having him on right now. This is a fight. People need to understand that we're going to your calls. This isn't a game. The tyranny we're already living under is only the setup for the real takeover. That's why I've been so desperate. That's why I can work 18 hours. Well, I worked 22 hours one day this week. There were a lot of days in the last week. Well, one day I worked 24 hours. Another day I worked 22 hours. A lot of days it's been 18 hours. And people ask, how do you have this energy, folks? It'd be like if I was in Nazi Germany in 39 and they said, why do you have all this energy? Because if I don't abandon ship, I got to fight. I mean, I'm dead if we don't beat these people. And see, I don't think you're a coward. People say, why are you scaremongering? I'm not. If I tell you, hey, don't go out on that balcony, it's about to collapse, and I've got a 50-story balcony, and you go out on the balcony, and it's all rotten, and you fall through it. By the way, that's happened in real life before. I'm not being a fearmonger. I'm like, don't go on the balcony. It's rotten. It's about to be replaced. It's about to collapse. It was condemned. I'm going to have it fixed. And you run out there and go, no, there's nothing wrong. I'm not being a fearmonger. Or I was at the beach three weeks ago, Texas Beach, and it was about 7 a.m. I went out there to swim by myself. The kids were still asleep with my wife. And there was a person jogging on the beach, and they said, you better watch it. There's a bunch of jellyfish out there right now. And I saw a few Portuguese man of war, and I'm like, eh, whatever, that guy's a wimp. They didn't have a flag up, a purple flag showing that. They had a yellow flag. I thought, I'll just go wake up a little bit. I went 10 feet out there, because I was by a little scuba dive with you hear back there in the background, with jellyfish. I've been stung many times. I went out there, got stung all over. You know, the point is, the guy wasn't being a fearmonger. He was like, hey, there's a bunch of jellyfish right now. Watch out. And here we are saying, look out, this stuff's coming down, this stuff's happening, this stuff's going on, we know what this is, and then everything we've talked about so far is happening now. I'm telling you what's coming next. Stuff that makes this look like a joke. Michael Bagnarik, what's your view on the wake-up call for America and the world?
I agree. It's going to be much worse, and very, very soon. I think that next year at this time we'll be looking at today and wondering, we'd be calling this the good old days. People just will not believe how bad it's going to get. Some of us are going to be prepared. Some people are going to get into the lifeboat. They are going to survive and get through to the other side. But the people who were completely unprepared are going to be suffering. Look at the foreclosures. How many people are being thrown out of their homes at this point in time? And I know people personally who are getting ready to walk away from the home. I mean, they've invested in it for 20 years. Now, because they owe more than the house is worth, they're getting ready to walk away and walk away from 20 years worth of payments with no equity.
My grandmother has a paid-for home for something like a decade or whatever, and she can't pay the property taxes. It's a little bitty, nice, blue-collar house with a big backyard, and they're saying, well, we're going to make you pay $15,000 a year in property taxes because you've got a big backyard, and they built condos 2 miles from here, and potentially, you could sell this. It's not even zoned for that, but it's just, and I know a bunch of people who may have to sell their house because of the property taxes, Michael.
Oh, absolutely. They've had the same thing here in Northwest Indiana. They've built a number of casinos nearby, and I think the casinos are trying to force people out of their property by raising the taxes to the point where they can't afford them. And that way the casinos can move in and purchase the property at ultra-low prices.
Yeah, that's what you get with a mafia economy. And if folks want to gamble, that's your business. But don't always make us pay for the attractions around it, the venues and things with our tax money. The mafia can pay for it with all the families they destroy, with all their gambling, and all the poor people where the kids don't get food because they cash their check and go buy lotto tickets from the filthy state, the drug-pushing, murdering government. I want to go to phone calls here in this segment, the next, with our guest, and I promise we're going to get to all of you here, Julio, Joe, Clayton, everybody, with Michael Bagnarik. But we've got the video of the radio in the studio with the emergency EAS alert system. This was on a local country station, and we've also later tonight have other videos of them screwing up on other stations. This is the feds, without the station getting the alert on the system and then flipping to it voluntarily. This is the government taking over, and they're announcing in the future, this is just the beginning, they're going to have whole programs They were going to do this. This was going to be Obama commandeering this show. You wouldn't have been hearing it, but the stations and people got upset, so it was only a 30-second message. And again, you hear these all the time, but the station flips to it themselves. We always said that was dangerous because it would lead to this. Here it is.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, that was recorded off FM radio. It goes on and on. So longer than the 30 seconds they said. That's it looping back on itself. And they make the radio stations, some small ones I've talked to, spend tens of thousands a year with engineers just trying to comply with the reports and getting it hooked up right. Now the feds are just going to break in whenever they want. Incredible, Bagnarik.
It is incredible. If you and I had talked 15 years ago and you told me that this is what was going to happen, I never would have believed it, Alex.
Well, I did tell people 15 years ago, and they thought I was crazy.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have believed it could get this bad. I never thought the American people would tolerate the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the Homegrown Terrorist Act, but we have. And so I'm hoping that Americans finally get that courage that we're supposed to have.
What about Department of Defense now it will run rural affairs and literally have spies in the rural areas?
It just keeps getting scarier. But at some point in time, they're going to push too far. The people are going to push back. Thomas Jefferson said that, you know, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And I'm afraid that that's about the only option we have left.
Oh, boy. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. We're going to move quick now. Julio, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, no problem. I was watching Fox News and trying to flip around the TV, and I didn't see anything of Big Brother taking over my TV screen. I saw one on my local WGN, and it just had just a picture saying EAS is only a test with the background of some talk show. So it was a big fail by Big Brother in my eyes.
Well, you know why? Every engineer I know giggles and says, if they ever try it, I've got it hooked up wrong. And so, quite frankly, that's why all these things are screwing up. A, the feds designed it. It's antiquated. B, the engineers are all sabotaging it that I know.
Well, I agree with that, too. There's a lot of smart engineers out there. You guys keep talking about Jesse Ventura, and I heard him on Coast to Coast last night and on your show the other day as well. And I just think the system is going to have to we have to be on false flag alert now, just because if you get Jesse Ventura in a debate with these neocons and with Barry Satoro, he's just going to bring out real issues. He's going to talk more about the TSA, and the system is going to be shaking.
Oh, yeah, we got to get him to run. I'm going to put him in contact with Libertarian Head. I've got the number here as soon as the show ends, and it is very, very exciting. In fact, I got him. I had the idea. I said, why don't you go on Coast to Coast AM? And I called George Norrie up, said, are you interested? I didn't know they'd do it that night. I didn't listen last night. I had to get some sleep for the first time in days, but he was on there with him?
Yeah, he was on there for the first hour just talking about the whole case. And I have a question, Alex, a suggestion, just something you guys can do for InfoWars Nightly News. We hear about this whole Penn State pedophilia scandal. You know, yes, it's shocking, and I feel outraged for those kids.
No, you don't get into the elite unless you're a pedophile. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, how about we talk about how, you know, Child Services does this to kids all the time.
No, that's who gets them. They have five times more likely than any other group in criminology. They are. I mean, a large portion of them are active pedophiles. They're the only group that can get away with it. I mean, it came out in the Texas Youth Commission that the kids they grab are run at brothels, and cops and judges line up and just come into the jails and have sex all day with the kids. I mean, it's real.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9999. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
By the way, we've got more video and audio coming up when Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us on the economy of Rob Dew in his car. He videotaped the digital screen and went through the channels and showed every radio station taken over by the feds. It shows the radio, you know, show going, and then boom, it's cut out. And the government takes it over. Just amazing. Let's go to Jay in Utah. You're on the air with Michael Bagnarek. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, brother.
You know, Michael was talking about people getting involved
and, you know, finding different ways of getting involved. Your show gets about 3 million views for your videos and your show. I mean, if only 1% of those people contacted the Ron Paul campaign and asked to get involved, they have a program where you can make calls on behalf of Ron Paul from your house. I mean, that would be 30,000 people actively making calls for Ron Paul. Here in Salt Lake, we have a Occupy the Fed movement that's been occupying the Fed since October 19th, continuously. You know, they get confused with the Occupy Salt Lake, and some of the people are part of both movements. But
well, that's why it's a process of informing people. And Michael, you started getting into Occupy Wall Street earlier. What's your overall view of that?
Well, I'm glad that people are in the streets and protesting the tyranny. I agree that we should end the Fed. I agree that we should put an end to corporate bailouts. Unfortunately, some of the people in Operation Wall Street think that government should bail out the student loans, and I disagree with that.
You got to take that money from somebody else. I've had people call me and say, I'm a student, it's too expensive, pay me more money. It's government giving all this money to people that created the bubble to begin with. Don't they get it? People that produce can't pay any more taxes, and the globalists that want more taxes are exempt from it offshore.
Yeah, stealing is bad. And doesn't matter who you give the stolen merchandise to, it's still stealing from someone. And I've been contacted by somebody in the Occupy Wall Street organization asking if I would come out and offer training classes to these people. And so that's in kind of a negotiation. So just one phone call. I don't know if anything's actually going to happen with that. But I said, yes, I'm always happy to educate people on individual rights and private property.
Well, that's where you really shine, is in your four-hour classes, and people can find out more, of course, on your website. Is constitutionpreservation.org the best place, Michael?
Absolutely. I keep that updated just about every day.
And then, of course, you're speaking. And, of course, you told us die during the heart attack, but you're back better than ever. I hope you're not working too hard. I mean, how's your health?
My health is actually excellent, Alex. I was losing some blood. I went into the hospital, and I got 5 units of blood. I stopped taking all my pharmaceutical medicines, and I feel excellent. I'm really excited. I'm scheduled to teach my class, my Constitution class, on the floor of the Oklahoma State House.
Wow.
On January 14th.
Beautiful.
I am so excited I can barely sleep at night.
Yeah, so you're spreading the antidote everywhere. We're going to be back on the nightly news tonight. Let's jam in another call for you. Everybody else, I'll get to you. I want to talk to you. Joe in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Excellent.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, he heard you. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, yeah. I had this one's for Jesse Ventura and his case, his TSA case versus humanity. I had a similar situation that happened to me where the judge failed to rule on purpose. And I had another judge who was sympathetic towards my case. And basically what he told me to do was file a writ of mandamus. And that forces it into the appellate level. Actually, you file it with the appellate level. And
you know, I didn't think of a writ of mandamus. That's a good idea.
So, yeah, I just wanted to share that and see if Michael had any, as a constitutional...
Yeah, that forces the appellate to at least look at it. That's like you got the death penalty, and you're going to be executed in 2 days, and you don't think you got a fair trial. It's a desperate appeal, and they'll at least have to look at it and rule one way or the other on whether they're going to hear the case.
So, yeah.
Tonight, we're going to have a real he's one of the top experts out there I've talked to. Michael, tonight, I'll pose the question to you on constitutional remedies, if the courts were operating properly, on what you would do about TSA and roadside checkpoints. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
We'll talk to you tonight, 7 o'clock Central, prisonplanet.tv. Michael Bagnerick, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to come back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us via video Skype to look at the incredible stock market, economic, global meltdown. I thought when the bankers got $5 trillion more in Europe, it would fix all the problems. Oh, they want more. And then they'll want more and more and more and more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Obama administration, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, are working with the United Nations and the Arms Trade Treaty? This would eventually make all firearms subject to international law. This would obliterate our Second Amendment right to bear arms that protects us from tyranny. The United Nations will become a communist tyranny over our country. Is this what Americans want? It's nearly too late. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones. Corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it.
Getting Dr. Paul Craig Roberts lined up here in a few minutes. But a lot of incredible things are obviously happening right now. And we just played video that Rob Jacobson shot in his car 34 minutes ago as he skipped through the channels showing every AM and FM station taken over simultaneously by the feds through takeover boxes in the last 15 years that have been put under federal regulations in all UHF, VHF, cable, satellite, AM, FM. And it was going to be Obama with a 30-minute transmission. Then it was going to be 10 minutes, then 2 minutes, with the president saying, hello, just introducing myself, letting you know. That's because FEMA came out 6 months ago and said this, getting us ready for government text, government videos on our phones, government break-ins over our telephones. I forgot that point. Government break-ins over jumbo screens in public, where at places like Las Vegas and areas, or places in New York where they've got all the different jumbotrons and TVs up there. I'm having one of those moments. It's not Central Park. What's the name of the place in New York that's just total saturation of billboards and videos and flashing lights? Times Square. Thank you. They admit that's what the world's going to be like. Your license plate, because it's government, is going to have a TV screen on it. California looks says they're probably going to go to this in a year. And so it's plugged in, taking power from your car, and it's got little digital messages on it and people that are wanted. This is about government forcing itself on the public. This is about immersing the public in all of this propaganda. While we're lining up, Dr. Paul Craig Robertson, if his Skype's bad, we can just go to phone. I want to tell you about some of the great sponsors that make this radio show possible. eFoodsDirect.com is offering an incredible holiday gifts. If you've ever thought about giving or getting both a supply of storable food, now is the time. Don't wait until next time, because this may be the best deal they've ever offered. This season, give yourself the gift of food security and peace of mind in these unstable times with the best storable foods in the nation or in the world from eFoodsDirect.com. They've got a bunch of holiday specials, Christmas specials, up at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, just the initial E, foodsdirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-876-0871. They've also got a free sample deal where you can check out some of the different meals that they offer. You can also call and find out about that at 800-876-0871 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Also, I want to tell you about Inner Health Botanicals or Inner Food. ENERfood.com. Our friends over at Inner Health Botanicals are a fantastic company, been a sponsor for many years. If you're tired of feeling sick and tired, you need to get some of their products. They have a wide selection of some of the best natural supplements. I take it, by the way, probably why I don't have to sleep. Superfoods, and you'll find a lot more out there as well on their site that's just incredible. Inner Food, the award-winning superfood endorsed by Mike Adams, and the Southwest School of Naturopathy. Now it's even vacuum sealed for long-term storage for years. NutriCafe is healthy immune system boosting coffee. They have coconut milk powder, the healthy coffee creamer alternative, and many more great products all made right here in America. So check it out at innerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. And continuing here today, I want to tell you about SupernaturalSilver.com. Don't let cold and flu season catch you off guard. Keep your family safe this year with Supernatural Silver. This patented new technology is scientifically supported and extremely safe. Check out all their information on their site. It's incredible. Boost your immune system, avoid germs, and be prepared for any emergency with Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com to take care of yourself and your loved ones. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And look at all the studies. When the antibiotics and drugs stop working, silver is certainly something that has a great effect in many cases. Just find out more, SupernaturalSilver.com. Okay, joining us for the balance of the hour is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He is the former head of policy, Department of Treasury. He is the father of Reaganomics. He has been listed by many publications, one of the top 10 living economists out there. He's the former, I mentioned, Wall Street Journal editor. Also, he's a syndicated columnist, and his stuff appears at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he predicted pretty much what's happening now, that it'd be a slow, long slide with currency wars going on, and that nothing could ever be fixed because we've been deindustrialized. And that's the real issue, why you get college degrees and it's not worth it because there's not the jobs. So I wanted to get him on to talk about the debt crisis. They want trillions for 100 billion grisos. Now Italy's going down. What gold and silver are doing, where all of this is going. I mean, you said 3-4 years ago on the show it'd take 3-4 years to really, really start getting really bad if they didn't turn it around. Well, here we are 3-4 years later. What's your prognosis now, sir?
Well, they haven't learned anything, have they, Alex?
No.
And so it's continuing to spiral out of control. The main problem, I think, for the Europeans is that they're European Union, the centralizers, are trying to use the crisis in order to curtail the sovereignty of the individual countries. So they were using the Greek crisis to take away the ability of the Greek government to decide its taxes, its spending, its budget. And this is part of the creation of the European superstate. And they were saying that the fact that the individual countries were not financially responsible was proof that they had to centralize the decisions of spending and taxing in Greece and Italy and elsewhere in Brussels with the European Union bureaucracy. So that's one of the problems. It was being used to create the super state. Another way it's being used, Alex, is to establish the principle that the taxpayers have to bail out the big banks. And so this produced a policy that made no sense from the standpoint of the ability of the indebted countries to survive or pay the debt. So we saw all the riots, in Greece. They were becoming quite violent, with the people throwing Molotov cocktails to police. And the Greek employment collapsed. They have an official number like us, and our official number is 9%, which is a farce, and their official number is 16%, about double. But the real rate of unemployment in Greece is about 25%. The youth that are educated are leaving the country. There seems to be some migration from cities back to towns, to the countryside. Retail trade seems to be collapsing. And so they've created a situation in which Greeks have $465 billion in debt, and there's no economy to pay it. So, and now it seems to be spreading to Italy. So I think that that they'll continue with their folly, and it's all falling back on the Germans. How much are they willing to pay to bail out? Or the European Central Bank will have to do what the Federal Reserve did and just print the money to bail it all out. And that, of course, has the inflation risk. And so there doesn't seem to be a solution given the agendas that are in place.
Now, Dr. Roberts, you've hit the nail on the head as usual here, but I know you must watch financial news. I mean, you're an economist. You're always up on it. But I've heard Bloomberg. I've seen MSNBC, CNBC in the last month ago. It's bad that Germany might be able to vote out of this. We need to take over these countries and have EU enforcers in them. And they never mention that most of this is derivatives and garbage, and that it's the very central planners that set all this up that are now saying, give us more power to fix it. And every time they get more power, we learn it's 10 times worse or 20 times worse. So it's just crazy. It's a huge power grab with the Vatican calling for world government, and that'll punish the bankers, give them even more power. Where do you see this going?
Well, I think that when their agendas don't make any sense and they can't reach a solution, the Germans are frightened
the depth of inflation because of the rise of Tesla and all of that horror that they went through. And so they won't be very receptive to the European Central Bank printing the money to bail out Greece.
Sure, sure. But, Doctor, speak up for us a little bit because your phone's a little bit hazy. How can our media now openly say they want to put microphones in all the street lamps listening to us? And now TSA's announces, I'm sure you know, checkpoints all over the country, jerking families out of their cars. It's now happening, including to us. How can this be? And then they're on the news saying, the problem is Europeans might vote their way out of this. We've got to get rid of freedom. I mean, they're really bringing this out in the open right now.
Yes, that's true. That's exactly true. As I said, they're using the Greek crisis to destroy the sovereignty of the individual members of the European Union. And of course, we have a police state here. What may happen if there's any intelligence in Germany is they simply exit the EU and form an alliance with Russia. Because the Germans don't want inflation, they don't want the debt, they're financially responsible. Russia has massive resources that fit very well with German industry, and you would have a real powerhouse there, and the German-Russian Economic Alliance would, of course, bust up NATO and make it harder for the United States to run around causing new wars of aggression everywhere.
By the way, that was something the British were always scared to death of. That would be a new power axis. How would NATO try to block that? Because if the Germans could kick the NATO agents out, not that I even like the Russians, you know, these systems are all corrupt. It's just this hegemonic power of the Rothschild banking system and the Rockefeller system has got to be defeated. And so that's a great idea for the German people. With their military and everything, why not make an economic deal with Russia?
Yes, that's the way out for Germany. And I think probably some of them think about that in the back of their minds. They probably are very reluctant to make such a fundamental break with the United States. But I don't think the Germans are happy with the prospect of inflation, and I don't think they're happy with the prospect of losing their own sovereignty to the European Union. Because what they've seen with the European Union is debts out of control, banks are in control, and the way out is to print money, and that's not anything that Germany is happy with.
So, and by the way, as you know, sir,
they would leave.
Sure, sure. Germany is already snuggled up to Russia, and Russia vice versa, in all sorts of manufacturing and energy deals.
Yes, right. So, but if they don't, if the Germans stay in, then they'll face the same kind of pressures to have interference in their budget policy, their taxing and spending. They'll be expected to somehow guarantee some of the bailout money. And as they are part of the euro, if the European Central Bank prints euros to buy up the debt to save the private banks, then Germany will be subject to the same inflation. So it's a lose-lose game for the Germans. Saving Europe means worse for Germany. So I don't know whether they'll pay that price or not. I really have no idea.
Dr. Roberts, studying this police state, it's if I was going to write a Kurt Vonnegut absurdist book about a clownish police state so over the top that it had to be satire, I would do what this ruling class is doing. I mean, usually tyrants try to hide it or have excuses. In this case, it's just naked. I've studied psychological warfare manuals that have been declassified from the 60s and 70s. They want to win the hearts and minds during a domestic takeover. Instead now, it's like they want to make us angry. They want to act like bad guys. And I guess for their morale, it might be fun to dress up in black outfits with black helmets and strut around, but in my experience, it's not intimidating most people. It's actually waking up folks that were on the fence, and it's driving others into basically arms buildups. I think the hubris-filled people running things do not have any idea what they've turned loose, because it's actually scaring me. I'm not some macho guy that wants to see some giant uprising and war on the streets, or maybe that's what they want, but I don't think it's going to go the way they want, because I've seen these government bureaucrats and their enforcers. They're a bunch of wimps. They're real tough when they've got some old man surrounded who hadn't paid his property tax and 20 SWAT team guys shoot him and kill him. But they're not going to be too tough when all hell breaks loose. I think most of them are going to run off and hide. I want to get your take on that and where you see America going, because you've tried to give people good ideas of how to turn the course, but is it too late to turn it around, and where are we going? Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, economic prognosis straight ahead. We got him on a bit late. We'll see if it'll be 5 minutes of overdrive. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds.
For handcuffing an illegal alien who reportedly had a bunch of drugs on him on the border, Border Patrol agents getting 2 years in prison. But the TSA is going to grab your genitals and that of your children. Now they're fining the family $6,870 on top of it, even though they don't have a job or money. Not enough. And Holder's come out and said the Second Amendment's the reason for the problems in Mexico, and you should blame the Second Amendment. Even after they got caught staging Fast and Furious, here's the London Guardian. Attorney General Eric Holder tells Senate hearing that Congress is partly to blame because of its hostility to gun control. Mexico has a total gun ban and is absolute hell on earth, and most guns are brought in to the military and sold. They're full auto. And then meanwhile, the rest are government shipping in. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. Stocks, of course, plunged. hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of points today. Just amazing on that front. And it's just, where is America going? It's not going to change course, at least for a while. Everything's going headlong. Where does this end, Dr. Roberts?
Well, that's we don't know, do we? The economy is not recovering. It's worsening. I see a recent report. There's another 10 million foreclosures pending. So you're going to have massive homelessness, joblessness. You know, the real unemployment rate in the United States today is about 23%. And I was surprised by this Occupy Wall Street movement, the way it sprang up in so many places, not just in this country, but even in other parts of the world. If that proves to have any staying power, then probably the establishment will try to break it with force, and it's not quite clear what the response to that will be. So I agree with you that the establishment is insane and full of hubris, relying on force and violence, not just everywhere in the world, place of diplomacy in the military.
Speak up, Doc.
But also at home, they're going to use force and violence. And so whether the people take it or not, it remains to be seen, doesn't it?
Sure. I mean, if we beat these people, we're going to look back on George W. Bush, Janet Napolitano as the Nazi-like, Mussolini-like, Pol Pot characters they are. I mean, they're running drone attacks worldwide, killing innocent people, breaking all our laws. They say they can kill U.S. citizens. They're spying illegally, and they're shipping drugs in and guns out. I mean, these are really just a bunch of criminals. And, Doc, they know they're criminals. I think it's more than hubris now. These are wild dogs.
Well, they're certainly the greatest danger, not just to Americans, but to the world. All the danger we face is in Washington. There's no doubt about that. I don't know whether they will succeed or not. I don't think elections any longer mean anything. But it just really, you know, when it's like Gerald Celente says, when people have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And more Americans have nothing left to lose. They're losing their homes, their jobs, their careers, their savings, their living standard, the prospects for their children. This is a massive loss. It's now affecting tens of millions of people. If you look at the poverty numbers, the United States is the worst in the developed world. In fact, it's actually worse than some of the underdeveloped countries.
I know. I wouldn't want to be some of these cops and people. Their black uniforms aren't going to protect them from insanity and the veneer of civilization burning away, Doc.
It may not. It may not. And the police themselves may lose heart in terms of serving the 1%. I mean, why should they be serving the 1%? Why should the military be serving the 1%?
Stay there, Doc. Back in 1 minute for 5 more minutes of Overdrive. To everybody else, tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.